This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
IP Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz. Fritz not here, too busy at home on paternity leave, blocking me on Twitter, recording podcasts, and tweeting about the Phillies.
That's done an awful lot.
Yeah. He just thought to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to block my coworker, the one of the two coworkers I work with consistently every day. I'm going to block him so he can't see what I have to say.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just know he would never block me.
No, he doesn't have the guts. Doesn't have the guts. Right, Ike.
He doesn't have a reason either.
Well, you never know. Right, Ike. You're the one that's mean to him about paternity leave, not me. It's not me that does it. It's more you than me. You're the we come to work guy.
I do believe in that. Yes, yeah, he knows that.
I have fought through a couple of sicknesses that I woke up in the morning. I'm like, I got you guys sick because I was so scared of coming to work. You know, being sick?
Yeah.
All right. Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be their offensive coordinator without as much as one interview of anyone outside the building. Boy, I hope they're right. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My big eye, bud. Jack, I ain't saying nothing. Don't block me. We buddies. I'm done with you, Spike.
You're done with me.
No, not like that. You my dude. I love you to death. But I'm not going to chime in on Jack Ben, because I had a whole bunch of stuff I was going to say today about him being at home. But then I've been listening to you for the last few minutes. I'm like, I ain't saying now. I went on and checked to make sure I wasn't blocked. Because I was like, I've been coming up here saying something.
Right. Myself. Everybody had to check to make sure they weren't blocked. Yeah. I don't know what Jack been doing.
Are you blocked by Jack? 215-592-9494. What's up, Yosh?
I ain't saying nothing. We cool. What's saying? We cool. You know what? That mannequin thing y'all was talking about with AJ, I was talking to my wife about buying me a mannequin. You know what I'm talking about. What's saying?
God.
I like to dress it up, too. But they got some nice ones, like $1,500. I can spend that. I can spend that. My wife's good with it, too. I'm
staying out of this.
Well, yes, maybe you could be like her. With you, the mannequin, and your wife. The
No, boy. Hey, boy, when it come to women, let me stop you short right there. Don't you ever use me and Herb in the same. Don't you ever. And I do agree with Herb. The first night, if she ready to fight, we fight, boy. I'm down God. With that, too.
All but, right.
Look, you hey, don't forget man, nothing, do you?
No, I don't. I try to keep it all. You know, some of that stuff just sink into the database, and it just stays there. But I'm with Ike. What's his name? We in harmony, man. We in harmony. Spike, you know what? KP, that's what I'm going to call him. KB probably going to be the best thing popping next year because you already out on him.
I'm not out on him.
You said anything about him, but you all out on him.
I'm not out on him.
In a way. Yes, you are.
No.
You ain't got to prove it to me. What's the name? We'll talk about it later. Yes, you are.
I'm not.
I ain't going to let you win, though. Yes, you are.
I'm not again. Yep.
Yes, you are.
I'm not out on him. I'm disappointed in Howie.
No. Yeah, yes, you are. Anyway, you know I love you, Spike. We got to mess with each other. Hey, boy. And like I said, was saying, I put more 2023. You want to keep going back to Brian Johnson and everything? I put 2023, was saying, on that defense, for real, for real. I mean, yeah, Jalen threw a lot of interceptions, had some fumbles, but we was top 10, was saying, I think number 7 as far as points scored a game, but the defense was number 3 in points given up a game. Like, it's a lot of times they put that on Jalen, was saying, to throw them daggone picks. A lot of them came at the end of the game. For Riverwood, when you go on the comeback, putting all that pressure on him, when the run game wasn't all that tight. Who had it at running back, was saying, last year?
The DeAndre.
Prep guy.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift.
Swift. I mean, what's the name? Like, man, I put that, look, KP probably going to be popping. We're going to ride out. Like I said, everything that I re-say, that's what I'm rolling with. Don't be mad. What's the name? I'm riding with Ike Reese. Say something to him. I dare you to say something.
We had a strong year. We had a strong year, man.
We had a strong year. Talk to him. Ike, what's the name? Man, what's like, and Spike was like, calm down.
No.
Calm down. Who out there that you want?
That's not the point. That is not the point.
No.
It's not the point. My point isn't. No. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yes. Damn, Yosh.
The point is that I don't think Kevin Petullo could be good at it. The point is not that there's one other guy out there that I wanted. The point is that Hall of Fame Howie, who's believing his own press right now, thinks that it is not worth speaking to other potential candidates to learn more about his own players, learn more about his own coaching, find out more about potential candidates you might need down the road. All the while, could still go back and hire Kevin Petullo. There is nothing stopping them from hiring Kevin Petullo in 2 weeks while you talk to some people. It is just like, we're forgetting Howie had a great offseason and they won the Super Bowl, and that is amazing. But we're forgetting he is not infallible. He's made mistakes on draft picks. He's made mistakes on free agents. He's made mistakes on coaches. And this, I'm not saying it's a mistake to hire Kevin Petullo. It is a mistake to not interview one other candidate for the position. They are the Super Bowl winning team. They have a loaded offense. You're telling me that this could be one of the most attractive offensive coordinator jobs in the entire sport, and you don't want to open your door and hear what other people have to say. It's crazy to not interview somebody else. It's crazy.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. All right. He's out of there. Yoshi's out of there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy not. I've said it 100 times. And I know I'm going to get labeled that I think Kevin Petullo is a bad hire. I don't think he's a bad hire. I think the process is wrong.
Right.
I'm actually stunned they didn't interview some people. The way that I thought it was going to go is we would see 2 weeks of names, right, and then we would see Eagles hire Kevin Petullo. And by the way, your hire publicly looks even better if you talk to more people and you hire Kevin Petullo. It makes Kevin Petullo look stronger. It makes the organization look stronger because it means that you talk to everybody and he was still the best guy.
See, I see that differently. I look at them going with him and say, they felt they had their man all along. Like, they feel confident in the guy that they're going to move forward next with. So when this is brought to them as a succession plan, right? Yep. I'm imagining Nick brings this to Mr. Lurie and Howie as far as what he would like to see, right, is moving Kevin Petullo up. I'm sure they didn't just say, okay. I mean, they probably took him through a process, asking questions, what his vision would be moving forward. They already have intimate knowledge of him because he's already in the building and he's been here for a few years. So they know what he's like to work with. They know whether or not this is a – here's what I believe. They don't believe this is a terrible move. Now, does this mean that they couldn't have hired someone else? Sure, they could have, but they aren't opposed to this.
I would agree with
right?
you.
Right? So, yeah. if
it doesn't look like a power struggle thing at this
right.
point.
So yes. they certainly seem to be in agreement with this. Now, it may turn out to be wrong, and I like I said, I'd rather have them be wrong and be on the same page as being wrong versus there's some sort of internal strife behind the scenes and this guy got his way and it didn't work out, so now I have to take the power back. Like, I don't want that stuff to happen. That stuff leads to eventually it all unraveling. We want to see this thing last for what, 3-4 more years?
Yes.
And we can get a run out of it. We're talking about dynasties and all that. Well, sometimes that means you got to kind of give the head coach what he asked for. And it may not be a bad move.
Well, we have no idea. And, yeah. and truly, they don't even know. I mean, they can do their best to hope that this is the mm-hmm. right move. But nobody will know if it's the right move until next year.
But would you give them this? Would you agree that, to some degree, they know what they're getting versus hiring somebody outside the building they've never worked with, and they just may be impressed with his resume in other places that he worked and bringing him in?
I agree. I agree
okay,
with you.
Agree with
you on that. They have more information on Kevin Mutula than they're going to have on anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't mind them hiring Kevin Mutula. I believe in hiring from within. Mm-hmm. I think it is a bad idea to not talk to anybody. And I think it just makes you as an organization, it gives you more information on literally everything. I think it gives you more information on literally everything. You can't be, like, even when you're talking about the draft, the reason that you talk to, even if you're locked in on one player, mm-hmm. the reason that you interview 15 players is because you're like, well, I need all the information I can get because I don't know what situation I'm going to be in down the road.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm going to be in, you know, if you have a first round grade on somebody, you can think to yourself, well, I'm never going to get him with my second round pick.
Right.
Why were you going to interview him? Well, interview him. You don't know if he's going to be sitting there in the second
yeah.
round. Like, who knows?
Yep.
So it's Buzz pointed this audio out to me, and I think it's wild that we had not heard it before. Carson Wentz was spoken to during opening night at the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and that's when this is from. Right?
I don't know that it was opening night. It looked like it was in a hotel ballroom, but it
okay.
was the week of the Super Bowl.
The week of the Super Bowl. I just thought it was an interesting question, and Carson Wentz was asked, and I was actually blown away that he answered it at all and answered it honestly. Here it is.
If you had to trade places with any quarterback in NFL history for one day, who would you pick and what would you do?
Wow. That's a big question. Trade places with anyone?
Any quarterback.
For a day? Boy, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would love to trade places with Nick Foles and go win that Super Bowl back in the day after that season. That would have been a pretty cool ending to that season. But it was still pretty sweet for him nonetheless.
You know it's the first thing that popped up into his head, and he was trying to think of a different answer that
sure.
he could give. But I think it's kind of nice that he can feel like publicly he can just say, I wish that was me. You know, because he has to be thinking it. There's no way
who
he doesn't.
Who the hell wouldn't be thinking it? Everybody
right.
is thinking it.
Right.
Yes.
That I wish I was the one that did that. You know, I think it was also telling. He's like, yeah, but that was pretty sweet for him.
It's
like,
yeah.
He doesn't feel like he won the Super Bowl that year. You know, he feels like Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. He was part of the team.
Well, Nick Foles did win the Super
yes,
Bowl that
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was part of the team.
Yes.
That's like saying Jason Peters. I'm pretty sure Jason Peters wishes he could trade a spot with
yes.
whoever started at left tackle
yes.
that day.
This
yeah.
is the left tackle didn't win MVP. There's not,
I agree,
there's not,
but
yeah.
I'm saying he still, yep. I'm saying as a player, you want to play in that game. And
absolutely.
Yes, being the quarterback, yes, I think it's fairly obvious. I can give him credit for.
Just saying it.
Yeah. Just,
yeah.
yeah. There's no, yeah, I don't see anything he. It's the truth.
Yes.
Why wouldn't he think that?
Well, he's usually so guarded. He was famous. He always gave a lot of non-answers,
mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz. And it was just like a very non-guarded moment, I think, where he's like, yeah, you know what? Would have liked to play in that game. You know, and it's to be any quarterback ever on any day. I think it's. I actually liked it from Carson Wentz. Just a little honesty and what's the word I'm looking for? You know, just. He's in a place where he can say it publicly.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
See, and with me, I never thought he had any issues with Nick. I think he as an athlete, you just got to be in his shoes, man.
Yep.
You work your whole life.
He's frustrated with the situation.
Yeah, yeah. You dream to be in that situation, and you go two-thirds of the season being the MVP leading candidate of the year and have it all snatched away from you with an injury, and then to watch your backup go win and see what everything that happened afterwards, him being celebrated, it just changes. It changes it to me. I don't see how it wouldn't mess with his mental, mental state. To me, it would be more impressive if he was able to overcome that and still go on to be successful. But most quarterbacks would have been affected some way by that, and you're going to always have that regret. But here's the thing that he needs to get over. I mean, that he needs to sort of understand. You were a part of a team that won a championship. They're not there without you.
Have pride in it.
That's something you got to take. You got to take pride in that. And yeah. and the sooner you do that, the better off you're going to be as far as not letting something hold you back. Because that's all it is. It's something that you regret, something you wish you could change that you can't change. The only way you can do anything to make it any better is by taking another team to the Super Bowl and winning. And it still is not going to change what happened in 2017.
Do we play KC next year?
Yes.
Do we play them here?
No.
It would be nice for him to walk out on the field and get an ovation.
Oh, yeah, he
Eagles
will.
Fans,
he know? Will at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah, but they won't be here for four more years. He won't be on the team.
Yeah, you know, the more we start muting people like yourself and all the other Wentz haters.
I'm cool now.
Have to be 4 years anymore, though, now, because they added the extra AFC game.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they
sometimes it can rotate right. here. Because they went there 2 years ago also.
Right. Oh, actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Actually, I think this Super Bowl probably freed a lot of people from the Wentz stuff.
I think so, too.
Well, because now you've won a Super Bowl without that.
With your actual franchise guy.
That's the only Super Bowl we could talk about was that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Those guys are about to find out what a lot of us find out when somebody else comes and does what you've done more recently or even surpass it.
You get
pushed down the totem pole a little bit more. So that 2017 team, probably with the exception of Nick and Jason Kelce and Brandon and Fletcher, like the Hall of Famers. The other guys?
Lane, yeah.
Lane is with the Hall of Famers. But like the other guys, these guys will become more of the team that everybody
The
celebrates, and we're already saying it's the greatest team in Philadelphia sports history.
Yeah, the Alshons, the LeGarrette Blunts, all those guys.
They all get pushed down a little bit.
And to your point about Jason Peters, no one ever resurrected a statue to Big V, even because he started for him in the game. You know what I mean? It's a little different, Foles versus Wentz versus Big V to Peters.
Yep. 215-592-9494.
Wouldn't that have been something that they did to erect the statue?
A Big V statue as he takes more money in Detroit?
Positive Kevin, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, I hope your day is going well. And Spike, you got to be pity. And Block Jack on X.
Oh, I like it. I like it. The one vote to Block Jack. Okay, thank you.
Also, Spike, stop it, man. You have to have 10 toes in when standing on business. I'm in agreeing with you on this, Spike, and I think this is an awful hire by the Eagles. I'll take it a step further, gentlemen, and I actually think that if this doesn't pan out, eventually this will get Nick fired. And I don't mean to throw that out there, but Nick's on the contract year. I don't think that the organization's going to renew his contract. I think this is more of a...
You don't think they're going to give Nick Sirianni an extension? You think they're going to let him go into a year as a lame duck after winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, gentlemen, I think that this is an opportunity for him to prove that his recommendations can pan out. The reports were, and there are, that Nick doesn't really do too much with an organization, although I think that's not totally true. I think, obviously Nick does have a lot to do with the success. But I personally think, my opinion is that this right here is more of a prove it to the organization, meaning, hey, Nick, this is your recommendation. If this works, you're in here for a very long time, and so is your OC. But if this doesn't work, me personally, I think that Nick will get canned because of this. Think about it.
If
this doesn't... Go ahead.
No, I just... So you're telling me we basically put the Super Bowl winning coach in a lame duck year, and then we're going to fire him if it doesn't work next year? Like, what does it working look like?
Let me say, how about they start off, or they're mid-season, they're not even at .500, right? Their record's not above 500. Let me ask you the question.
Okay.
If this doesn't work, right, what will be next, right? If the reports are, you know, mid-season that, you know, the team is not even above 500, mm-hmm. you know, they're not performing well whatsoever, it kind of reminds me back of what happened with the DCs, you know, last year where you had a kind of a power struggle, right? And I think that if you fire one of Nick's guys because, you know, it's not going well, well, then, I mean, it's kind of like you have to fire both, wouldn't you? Like, wouldn't you think that if this goes wrong that Nick will feel some type of way?
Well, if it goes wrong, he should feel some type of way towards Kevin Petullo.
But
he shouldn't be mad at the organization.
But don't you think that if this recommendation came from the head coach that he should take a, you know, there has to be, you know, he has to be held to,
yeah, but he doesn't deserve to be fired over it, positive Kev. I thought you were positive, Kev. He doesn't deserve to be fired over this.
I don't like this hire. I don't. I think that they had an opportunity in at least interviewing other coaches.
Sure.
Right? And they just didn't do that, and I don't understand why. Like, I mean, interview people at least.
Well, here's the thing. Here are a couple coaches out there. Zach Berman put this list together out there. Yeah, Frank Reich, mm-hmm. Kevin Petullo, Byron Leftwich, the coordinator from the Chargers, the passing game coordinator from the Chargers.
As a potential hires.
As guys that are potential OC hires. And some of these guys have never been play callers.
Right, yeah, a lot of them.
So the only thing I'm saying in positive, Kev, is I don't know what's out there that would have been better. Sure, I guess they could have gone through the interviewing process. You know, Josh McCown, who I think is a nice, bright young mind, but he hasn't called plays yet. So you almost are trusting the unknown there too, right? Yes. Even if it's a different voice, even if it's someone outside the building, you know, I don't know if would hiring Frank Reich have made everyone happy? I think it would have made people a little more comfortable because we know who Frank Reich is, but I don't know. I don't know, man. All I know is that they hired this guy, and they seem to be sure of it. I'm not going to sit here and beat a drum for Kevin Petullo because I don't know what he's going to be like. But what I am saying is with the Eagles doing this, they did this with full confidence.
It seems like it.
It seems like they did it with full confidence.
My issue is that we only have a window of opportunity, right? This window of opportunity is going to close. Right, because then you have, you know, age is going to be a free agent eventually, right? Saquon contracts. So our window of opportunity is going to close, gentlemen, right? So I understand that we don't necessarily know if anyone else would have panned out in this OC position, but at least, like, give some interviews out. Like, our window of opportunity is a short-lived one. It honestly is. You know, and I just don't want it to go to waste. I think about San Francisco. I think about the Detroit Lions, right? I just hope that this works out, man. Because if it doesn't, then boy, oh boy, you know, I mean, this is going to really suck.
All right, positive.
Did we just win the Super Bowl a week ago?
Bro, how is that guy positive, Kevin?
How the hell did he get to be positive, Kevin?
He said they're not going to give him an extension. He's going to be a lame duck coach. Yeah. And they're going to fire him.
He said they should fire him if it doesn't work.
Look, that is wild.
I've get him out on a high note.
Yeah. I have positive Kevin on my side. Maybe I need to rethink my side. That was wild.
That was...
That's the least positive call we've ever taken.
Man, I don't know, man. It almost seems like nobody believes in Kevin Petullo.
Certainly not positive Kevin. Maybe he knows something about other Kevins. So
sounds like Petullo is a... I think this is going to be good. I do.
I hope so.
I think this is going to be good, man.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Jalen's going to throw for 4,000 yards.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see about that. How many interceptions if he throws for 4,000 yards?
He may throw a few more interceptions.
A few more,
next
I'm fine
year.
With. You know what's great?
He throws 8 or 9.
Well, no, that's fine. You know, he threw an interception in the Super Bowl, and no one brings it up because, you know, the thing is, if you're a good quarterback, you're going to throw some interceptions.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
yep.
It's going to happen. And I even like, he didn't throw a good ball, but he took a shot. You know, the blitz was coming. He just couldn't get the ball off the way that he thought he could.
And where and when he had that interception matters.
Right, at pinning the other team at the 3-yard line.
I think that was early in it. Was that second quarter?
It was early in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So coming up next, we have the newest Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings. The Eagles Inside of the Year, the running goes through free agency week. So we do have two new entries into the Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings, and somebody off the board permanently. Off the board permanently. Could it be Elliot Shore Parks for saying he'd be a great general manager right away? We don't know. That's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The news, if you haven't heard it, the Eagles have hired their new offensive coordinator. That is Kevin Petullo, who was previously the pass game coordinator for the Eagles. Seems like Doug Nussmeier is going to become the offensive coordinator for the Saints, who was the QB coach here in Philadelphia. So we will continue to discuss that. We do have to do our newest update on the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Latest update.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Here we go. We're coming down to the final month as it will go through free agency week. We started the Eagles Insider of the Year when I started. So that is April of 24. So we want it to be a full year. So we'll go through free agency. Before we get to this year's power rankings, just so you know, we do have bounties out for news that will help you get to number one. Tier one, blockbuster trades or signings. Offensive coordinator would have been tier one. We will find out if that has a factor in Insider of the Year. Tier two, re-signings of players or coaches. Tier three, sourced trade rumors. It becomes tier two if it becomes true. Mm. And then tier four is anything else. So here we go. Number five, rap sheet, Ian Rappaport.
What did Rappaport do?
He was the first one to have Kellen Moore to New Orleans officially. So rap sheet coming in at number five.
All right.
Number four. Now, it hasn't become true yet, but we believe it will become true. Josina Anderson, Doug Nussmeier to New Orleans.
Josina getting in there.
Yes.
Whoa. It's come a long way.
She sure has. From Alshon being the Alshon leaker to this. Now, if you're a local Eagles reporter, you should be embarrassed that the first two Eagles Insider of the Year in the power rankings are national reporters.
Yeah, I am kind of embarrassed about it.
Do your job.
Oh, I'm not a reporter, though.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking to the...
I know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just trying to be... I'm including myself with them.
Speaking of which, number three on the Eagles Insider of the Power Insider of the Year power rankings... This is who broke the Eagles offensive coordinator story. It is the first appearance on Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. The Eagles.
The Eagles.
At Eagles. At Eagles broke the Kevin Petullo story. They couldn't give it to anyone. They didn't give it to Elliott. They didn't give it to...
Could have sent it to me.
Could have given it to Ike. Could have warmed him up over here.
I would have taken it and rolled with it.
Didn't give it to anyone. Nope. So what an even bigger insult to all the local reporters that the Eagles are on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yeah.
Still at number two, Elliott Shore Parks.
Oh, man, this dude.
He's been working hard.
Yeah.
I thought the cap stuff was very good.
He's working hard promoting himself.
Well, that's the problem. He's he's the Elliott Insider of the Year.
Yes.
Soon to be, what's it called? General manager somewhere. And still at number one, where he's been for several weeks straight. It's his award to lose at this point.
Yeah.
Is Tim McManus.
McManus, yeah.
Now, McManus didn't have this today either. So, you know, this is really this is going to come down to free agency.
Yeah.
This is going
to
come down.
It's a lot of information there to sort of work through.
Yep. The Zach Bond signing will be one. If they sign someone else, if you report a blockbuster Myles Garrett trade, come on. That is big.
You know, you don't mean suggesting a Myles Garrett trade.
No.
Oh.
We've all suggested. We suggested a two Myles Garrett.
I was going to say, that should count for something. We actually suggested it to him.
Yeah.
I was a part of that.
Now, I did mention there is one person who is banished from the list.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you kick
entirely.
Off?
Entirely. Now, I have to get his tweet. I was trying to get his tweet exactly as he wrote it. Hold on. I don't have it. So, unfortunately, he has been on the power rankings before. That is one Jason Dumas of 6ABC.
Oh.
Who reported that there would be an announcement during Brandon Graham's speech at the parade. There was no announcement.
No announcement.
Now, he was called on it, and he said BG decided to pivot. Now, I don't necessarily...
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, I don't necessarily... I guess if we could get confirmation from BG that he planned an announcement and decided to pivot,
right.
I would release the ban from Jason. And I don't doubt that Jason had information that at the time was legitimate. But you can't say that Brandon Graham is essentially going to announce either he's retiring or coming back for one more year hours before the parade, and then BG gets up there and does nothing. I'm sorry, Jason, you cannot win this award.
So let me ask you this. Did he tweet that out?
He did.
So the
tweet appears to have been deleted, by the way.
Oh, yeah, really?
But the Eagles must have seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine.
They had to have.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, yeah, I would imagine they saw it. And because I'm trying to say to myself, well, why would BG change his mind?
Right.
If that's what he was going to do,
right.
According to Jason Dumas.
Yes. Maybe he tells Jason. Jason tweets it. The Eagles go, what the hell is this?
Right.
Brandon, are you going to do this? He says, I was going to do it. They go, oh, no, you're not.
Or just simply say, well, if this is how you're feeling, this isn't the time to do it.
Not at the parade. Don't make it about you.
That would become the story.
Right. Yes, it would become
the
biggest
story. Yes.
So let me ask you this. Should Jason Dumas be standing on business and leave his tweet up? What do you feel about the deleted tweet?
Oh, man. See, he's not used to breaking news.
Well, he broke Sixers news.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
he was in California, right?
Yeah. Jason's from Philly, but when he was working in San Francisco, occasionally he'd have some Sixers scoop.
Okay.
And I felt
I'm
like
not familiar with him, so I...
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
He's a good... And by the way, like, I know Jason... I'm not saying Jason's a bad reporter. I think Jason does good work, but this... unless it comes out... at some point, and it could if Brandon eventually announces his retirement.
So I would say this. That's not banning, but he's on probation.
Really?
Because if Brandon actually winds up doing it in a more formal setting, then maybe that's what it was that they didn't want it done then.
Then we're going to need, I feel like we need to get confirmation from Brandon.
I don't know if BG or whoever.
Maybe
what
off
if Brandon it? Confirms it after the final rankings?
Look, let me tell you this. Okay, let me set this up.
Okay.
If Brandon confirms that he was going to announce his retirement, and that's where Jason got the information, but he changed his mind.
Right.
This could have Jason win the award.
Like retroactively?
Yeah, and Jason
gets
that story. You're
going to pull the award from someone?
Yes, yes.
Well, here's the thing you don't have to worry about. You said this goes until...
free agency.
Right, so I mean, when are we planning on announcing you?
Maybe the week after free agency. That sounds about right.
But you know, free agency goes all off.
No. The week of free agency.
Okay.
So I think the
when
following
opens,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It opens on the 12th, I think. So whatever that following Wednesday is.
So I'm just thinking when BG could
actually
have his
retire.
Own moment to where they go ahead and do it. I can't remember exactly when Jason wound up doing it last year. We can check and see when that was, because eventually he announced it. And I would imagine BG is in that same category with those guys.
For sure.
So they would want it to be a big deal, right? And the Eagles.
Kelce announced it March 4th of last year. So
right before free agency.
Interesting.
Could be.
But I'm saying, what if like BG goes on a podcast or goes on with the morning show like a month later? Was like, yeah, I was actually going to do it the day of the parade, but I chickened out.
Yeah, then I'm saying then Jason gets credit, but at this point,
retroactive credit.
Retroactive credit.
Yeah,
but at this point, he doesn't.
I could see that happening.
I could see
BG probably thought this would be a good. This is probably what he wanted to go ahead and do it at that moment. But the Eagles, you know, he's one of the franchise's greatest players. Like, they want to do this a certain way to make sure it's done properly to honor him.
Because either one of two things happens if he does it at the parade. One, it becomes the story.
It definitely becomes the story.
Or it gets lost. But, you know, because it's a Friday of a long weekend.
Right. Yeah, that's the other part.
And everybody's like, oh, yeah, also BG retired at the parade.
That's a good point.
You know, one of two things happens.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know? Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the Eagles should have interviewed other candidates for offensive coordinator before hiring Kevin Petullo? 65.3% say yes.
Yeah.
There we go. 215-592-9494. There it goes. Jeff in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff? Jeff. In Delaware.
Oh, Jeff.
I'm going to put Jeff on hold.
Jeff.
Joe and Monco, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How's everyone doing today? Ike and
Spike.
Spike, I'm so happy you guys got me on here. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Still Super Bowl drunk. I'm a little nervous about that, like you said. But at this point, let's just trust it and let's go with it. I mean, let's just go with it. Let's get into next year. I mean, I'm nervous about the Phillies, so all I'm looking forward to is next year right now. You know, I'm a little nervous about the Phillies not doing anything. That lineup scares me, but these Eagles, we have nothing to do but trust them right now.
So whatever decisions Howie makes this offseason, you're just going to trust it?
Now, listen, I was re-looking at the draft picks. I remember some draft picks that Howie made that I was like, what the heck happened? But at this point in time, let's just roll with it. You know, Howie proved himself. But there's some points where, I mean, remember when Minnesota laughed at us? Do you remember that?
Yeah, well,
but, well, that was Jalen Reagor.
Yes. Right? Didn't work out.
Yeah.
How about this, Joe? Let's say free agency happens and you see the news comes out. Zach Bond has signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Miami Dolphins. They have a bunch of money. Zach Bond signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Washington Commanders. Are you just going to say Howie won the Super Bowl? We should trust him?
Well, here's my point. We can't keep all four, right? We can't. This is my second time on the radio today with you guys. Oh. I think I'm quitting my job and just calling into you guys because I'm obsessed with it. I love you guys. It's my life. My kids love it. It's great. But
wow.
But here's my point to that is we can't keep all four. Am I right, Spike? Like, we can't keep
You're right. All Let's four say all three. Four walk. Are you trusting Howie there?
I'm so nervous about that. My biggest fear is, to be honest with you, I don't want to break that O-line up.
You want to keep Becton.
Like, Zach Bond, I mean, from everything I'm hearing from you guys are the experts. I rely on heavy what you guys say. I'm just a little diehard Philadelphia sports fan. But I trust what you guys say. And Zach Bond seems like that's the one that's going to stay, you know.
My overall point here, Joe, is that you, are, as a fan, are permitted to say whatever the Eagles do. And if you love it, you love it. If you want to trust them, you trust them. But if in your gut they do something that you don't feel right about, you are allowed to feel that way. You are, because they are not infallible. And they're not. They're not infallible. Howie's not infallible. He's a great GM. He's a Hall of Fame GM. He's made plenty of mistakes, like anybody in his position would. So it's just right to ask the questions is my point.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But at this point, let's live it and let's go with it. Let's get us to next year. Hopefully, we're back in the bowl. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, fingers crossed.
There you go.
Would love to be back.
There you go. It's all positive energy.
He should have a conversation with Positive Kevin.
That dude was the least positive person we've talked to all day today.
That maybe all year. I actually do not believe. I think it's possible that Howie gets the pass this offseason, but I also think it's possible that he doesn't. And I do think there is a chance that if the fans see a player that they love walk out the door, and I don't think it's likely that Zach Bond walks out the door, but it only takes one team to overpay somebody.
Sure.
And the Eagles will have a number with every single one of these players where they say, you know what, nah. And that's what they have to be smart. They can't overpay. If somebody wants to overpay Zach Bond, they'll probably let somebody overpay him. But I do think there will be, I don't know that there will be one this offseason, but I do think that if there's a move that rubs people the wrong way, they will be willing to say, I know we won a Super Bowl, but that doesn't work for me. I don't think they might not go overboard. They might not be outraged, but I've lived in this city for too long to think that we're just going to say, well, he won, so whatever he does, it must be right. Whatever he does must not be right.
No, listen, this will wear off at some point, and fans will get back to being what comes natural for us as fans, which is we're going to scrutinize every move that's made. And if we like it, we're going to celebrate it. If we don't like a move that's made, then people are going to criticize it. And I do believe Howie will probably be judged by the free agents on the team that he can keep versus let go. That'll probably be the biggest thing he's judged on this offseason. Like, the draft won't be as big.
Right.
We'll certainly be into it. Me and Rod were talking about this yesterday. You know, we're talking about doing the draft, and the Eagles don't pick the 32. Well, the last time this happened, they traded out a pick.
Yes, I remember
so,
that.
So, I mean, we can go through the first round and not have a pick at all. And nobody was upset when we traded out of the first round. It was like, oh, all right, we'll see what we get. Yep. We don't need anything.
Right, yeah.
The Lombardi's down at the draft party, and no one cares, yeah.
So, and this team is in much better shape than that team was.
Absolutely.
That team was on a bunch of one-year wonders and older players. We should have been worried about draft picks and everything. So how we can't get lost in this sauce of winning and lose sight of what made the team what it is, right? But the fans, I do believe, their first sort of foray back into being regular Eagles fans will be what happens with these free agents.
Do you think Vic Fangio has any influence over what Howie does with the players that are already on the team? And even into free agency, given...
I think he does.
...what he was able to pick out of this team.
Yeah, put it this way. I think he should. So I'm assuming that he does. And the fact that he had an eye for some of these players that have been selected, and even the guys he brought in from as a free agent standpoint, starting with Zach Bond, that should give him some cachet as to at least have some say. Now, I don't think how we – see, the thing with Zach, I think we're going to be okay with Zach.
I think so, too.
Because Zach is a four-year at the most, and that's really just to spread the money out over a fourth year. But he's really going to be a guy that's on the hook for the next 2 years. And then if he's good, they'll have him under contract that third year already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know.
Because then he'll be, what, 30? It'll be around 30 or 31 then.
He's 28. He'll be 29 next year.
Next year, yeah.
Well, obviously, if he's 28. I think, to me, the reason to listen to Fangio is so you don't waste money. Because
I agree.
Because what I wonder is when they signed Bryce Huff, did Vic Fangio think that was a good signing? And if he didn't, then
it don't seem like it.
Then they wasted money. Now it might have been he thought he was good. He got him into camp, realized he wasn't. I don't know, or they didn't ask him. But my thought would be. It's not even about an ego thing. It's about what are we wasting money on? What are we spending money on?
Sure.
And if you had known ahead of time that Vic Fangio had watched Devin White and then watched Bryce Huff and thought to himself, I don't think those guys can do it. That's money that could have been spent elsewhere.
Sure.
And that $17 million that is whatever for Bryce Huff next year that they might even have to pay to get off of from a draft pick perspective. I just think if you're being a good GM and the guy's going to play whoever he wants anyway, you might as well ask him what he wants.
Yeah. I just get the sense that Bryce Huff was not
a Vic Fangio.
Because there's something about when coaches, especially for a guy you're about to invest $51 million in, whatever it was, with 31-34 guaranteed to him, you had better be damn sure about this guy if a coach is recommending going to get that guy. He never played for Vic.
Right.
Right? So he hadn't played for Vic prior to this. And the fact that Vic didn't force him on the field, because that's what coaches will normally do, especially if it's a coordinator that vouch for a player or what have you. It's like, no, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work with this kid out here. We realized early that Vic Fangio... I mean, they asked him about the run, him playing the run, like the first week of training camp.
Oh, yeah, you said, we'll see. Something like that.
Like, that's just not what you normally hear from somebody who staunchly believes in a player. So, and then Elliot saying, you know, Elliot making little comments that the coordinator won't even talk to him or this, like that stuff like that. Yeah, that doesn't seem like that's a Vic Fangio guy.
So the top five, Jack is not here. He's too busy blocking me on Twitter. But the top five of five comes up next. Buzz, do you want to give us a hint?
Buzzkill!
Let's see if you can outdo Fran yesterday. What do you give us a hint as to what you have coming up?
We have a lot of good bits here at the station.
Yeah.
Going to rank them.
Oh, top five bits. Yes.
Oh, he's going to rank the bits.
Interesting. This is a whole station thing? Or
it's
an
a whole station thing.
Well, this definitely takes me off the hook. Well, I'm not in charge of any bits.
Oh yeah, you're not a bitsman.
I'm along with the bits. Yes, I'm with the team, but yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's coming up now. Speaking of bits, you know, you want your bits working.
wonder how you were going to get this.
This is a good bit, too.
I actually wasn't going to do that, but then I heard the word bits. Look, you want your bits and pieces performing at,
sure.
at top capability.
Yeah, you do.
And, dude, Blue Chew.
There you go.
Yes. Throw in a Blue Chew, you know?
Pop that bad boy in and chew it.
Yes, here's the thing. You're a professional athlete. They test you for PEDs. Mm. They don't test you for PEDs in the bedroom.
You don't have to worry about this one.
Yes. We love Blue Chew because Blue Chew, look, if you got a little problem, Blue Chew helps you with your problem. There's nothing to be ashamed about, nothing to be bad about. Either, like, your lady or maybe your fella, I don't know. They're going to love you for it. Your partner's going to love you for it. Well, only guys can take it.
Right.
But, you know, could eat the Blue Chew.
I'm trying to regroup here.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, your partner's going to want you to perform at top level.
Yes.
And Blue Chew helps you do that. Look, it's made in the USA,
mm-hmm.
so it's cheaper.
Yep.
And they'll ship it directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all online.
That's the best part.
Yes. So no.
You ain't got to wait in line.
No. No wait in line at the pharmacy. Mm. Also, no weird conversations with your doctor. Yeah. You won't be having conversations.
I need to call your name out over the intercom. Like, pick up your order. Like, I don't need that.
You absolutely don't need that.
Blue Chew for icaries.
Yeah. And it's Blue Chew, right? Yeah. So you don't have to swallow a pill. You just, I've said, keep in your wallet when it's time to go, when it's go time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pop in the Blue Chew. There you do.
Fast acting.
Yeah. So you go to Blue Chew. Blue Chew.com. Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. So what you do is you go online, you meet with one of their licensed medical providers. Mm-hmm. It's real quick. Have done it. And then they send it to you, but they don't just send it to you. They send the first month free.
Free. Come on, man. Free.
You just try it.
Man, you get to work that thing out for free.
Just try it. You see the look in your wife's man. Eye after, yeah. you know?
She's going to look at you like you are possessed.
Yes, in a good way. The best way. All right, so go to BlueChew.com, fill it all out, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it! Chew it!
I love that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.